Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 214. This is the Longevity Plan. Our topic today is, can vitamins make up for a bad diet? Many people take a multivitamin as insurance, if you will, for any nutrient that might be missing in their diet. Could this thinking be flawed? In this podcast, I'm going to share the latest research to answer the question, can vitamins make up for a bad diet? To answer the question, can vitamins make up for a bad diet? Harvard researchers dug through an average of 14 years worth of medical records from 13,316 male physicians. Of course, one might ask if this was a fair study group. After all, physicians are supposed to know a lot about nutrition and healthy diets, right? While health knowledge certainly helps, physicians are no different than you. Even though we know what we should eat, it is just as hard for us to resist temptations as well. To see how tempted these male physicians were, researchers had them regularly fill out a 116-question survey of everything they ate for 14 years. Based on the data from all these questionnaires, researchers could then rank the quality of their diet and determine which vitamins and minerals they probably lacked. Based on a flip of the coin, each physician was given either a multivitamin or a placebo, or a dummy pill. As both the multivitamin and the placebo pills looked identical, the physicians in the study really had no idea what they were taking. They just took one every day. Researchers then followed these physicians for 14 years to see who had a heart attack and who died. So what did they find? Findings. Let's talk about it. Most people would naturally assume that for those eating a healthy diet, taking vitamins probably don't help all that much. To nobody's surprise, this is exactly what this study determined. So no surprise there. However, where things got interesting is whether or not vitamins can fix a bad diet. Intuition would tell you that vitamins should help cover or help correct for nutritional deficiencies or a bad diet. Surprisingly, these Harvard researchers found that even from physicians eating a crappy diet, vitamins didn't prevent heart disease or an early death. Fortunately, no harm was observed in the study from taking a supplement. I should also point out that in a separate publication from the same study group, these Harvard researchers saw a modest reduction in the cancer risk from taking a multivitamin daily. So let's put it all together. What does this study really tell us? Probably the scariest finding of the study is that vitamins won't make up for a bad diet. In other words, taking a vitamin with your Big Mac and French fries won't make your meal healthy. Surprise, surprise. And it probably won't prevent heart disease or an early death either. You simply can't expect a single isolated vitamin made in a chemistry lab to have the same effect as vitamins occurring naturally in healthy foods. There are literally tens of thousands of compounds naturally occurring in fruits and vegetables. Taking a man-made pill can't replicate the interaction of these tens of thousands of naturally occurring compounds in food. The real takeaway from the study is that to prevent heart disease and live a longer life, you really have to get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs from food, real food. Shoot for 10 servings daily of vegetables and fruits. Get at least one serving daily of nuts or seeds. Try eating something high in omega-3 fats every day, like walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, or fish. Look for ways to get natural vitamin D in a sun-smart way, or buy foods high in vitamin D, like fish or mushrooms, and do everything possible to avoid or minimize processed foods and sugars. Now, even though this study didn't show a benefit of vitamins in physicians eating a poor diet, I still recommend supplements for my patients with nutritional deficiencies that can't be corrected naturally. This is what I do for my own vitamin D deficiency that I just can't seem to fix with sunlight and foods that are high in vitamin D. So the question, can you really get all the vitamins you need from food? Well, for those people who are unsure if they can get all the vitamins they need from food, try an experiment. See what you find. Download the free, it's called HealthWatch 360 app. So it's HealthWatch 360 app to your smartphone. Then track everything you eat for a week. I did it. And you will quickly see whether or not you can get all the vitamins and minerals your body needs naturally for food. from food. For me, this experience was a profound learning opportunity. Not only did I have a greater awareness of how much or how many vitamins or what amount was in each food, it also helped me to really assess the nutritional quality of what I eat. For example, as I eat little to no dairy, I found that I had to dramatically, and I'm talking dramatically, increase my daily intake of salad, broccoli, kale, spinach, sesame seeds, and chia seeds just to meet my daily calcium needs. Without a multivitamin, I had to really eat a lot of these. So what is your take on vitamins? I'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. Please go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. They'll both take you to the same place. Find blog number 214, Can Vitamins Make Up for a Bad Diet? Scroll down to the bottom, leave me your comments, leave me your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. As always, if you've enjoyed this, please tell a friend, leave a review. 5-star ratings on iTunes are especially nice. Whatever. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I will see you on the next podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.